What is going on, guys? My name is Talon Torriero, and we are back for another episode of Dad Debate. This week's episode, I know Jason has some stuff that I think is really important, not only to dads, but all parents in general, or even people that aren't parents. And that is the topic of making time for yourself, right? I think, I think there's a lot of times when we're so focused on work, our children, our sports that our children do, our spouses, that we don't take enough time for ourselves. And I'm a firm believer that if you don't take care of home, meaning you don't take care of yourself, then everything else is going to fall apart, right? You can't be 100%. A good dad. You can't be a good dad. You can't be a good husband. And you can't be more productive in work. So, Jason, I'm gonna let you jump into it, because you, at least for someone who's known you for a long time, you seem to do a really good job of finding time for yourself. And it's something that I think sometimes people look at as a negative thing, but I don't. I look at it as a very positive thing that you are able to do it, because you're obviously a great dad. You work really hard, you're very successful, and you're a great husband. So fire away, man. Just let us know the secrets, Jason.
Yeah, no, I don't even, well, look, it's for so many years of not taking care of myself, I got to see where that takes you. Not only from a mental, physical, and spiritual place, it took me to a really dark place, you know, and yeah, me struggling with addiction was a proponent of that, but also living a happy, healthy, sober life now and living a life in recovery, I've seen the benefits of how important it is to take time for yourself and to develop the, it is what it is. It is taking care of giving yourself time. I mean, because we only have so much time a day, and I still struggle with it. Don't get me wrong. There's been many times where I'm burning the candle from both ends, and I am irritable. I'm restless. I'm discontent. I'm not a pleasant person to be around. And so that's why I've literally incorporated where I have, you know, a minimum of two times a week, whether it's I go golfing, or I get a massage. I have every single part of the day. I always start my day off with, you know, a morning meditation. I do.
And those are those Instagram captions you share, like in terms of like, so, it's not.
No, those are some of the part. So, I mean, I have a whole morning routine that I do, and that's a part of that routine. But I basically, before I open my eyes, you know, I do a prayer. I just kind of, you know, for God to bless my day and kind of to start off on the right foot. And sometimes that's 15 seconds. Sometimes it's a couple minutes. This depends on the state of mind I'm in. And then I also go straight into gratitude. I do a gratitude list of three things I'm grateful for, not only what, but why. And I send that to a large group of people. And that just gets me to start thinking. When my brain clicks on, you know, it's the most important thing is to start on a positive note.
It's funny you say that. I start my day by waking up, opening my laptop, literally in bed while my kids are asleep and my wife is just waking up with the baby. And I start firing off emails. And I've learned that in the last like couple months that is so bad. Like I need to take an hour in the morning or 30 minutes and just like wake up. You know, like make breakfast, like
yeah,
relax. Like my day, I'm just like, I wake up, boom. It's like, I'm already in the emails. It's like literally 2 minutes after I wake up. So maybe I'll take your advice. Maybe I'll start looking into like, even if it's 10 minutes of meditation, or even if it's like, you know, I'm not a religious guy. I'm a spiritual guy, but maybe it's reading, you know, some inspirational quotes, or maybe it's reading some stuff that is
picking up a daily devotional. I mean, so when I wake up, I do a morning meditation. I do a prayer. I do a gratitude list, three things I'm grateful for. Not only what, but why. That's the most important part, is the why you're grateful for those things. I actually send that out to about 15 people, and then they reciprocate and send me a list back, create that foundation, that positive communication. And then the other piece of it is I either incorporate, after I do the morning stuff with Delilah and Ashley, I go to the gym. And that's something, you know, before I was plugging in meetings, for me, it was going to, you know, AA meetings and stuff like that. But through COVID, I do the virtual stuff here and there, but I really like the in-person stuff. And I've tailored my own program. I have a few guys that I get together with on a weekly basis, actually multiple times. And I also do a Bible study on Thursdays. But my morning starts like that. And again, as my advice for, you know, if you want to create, what does your ideal 24 look like? Meaning, what is your ideal 24 hours? You know, and start that with a wake up time, you know, give yourself a wake up time that you want to be up and start building consistency, because structure is very important. And then what is the first thing you want to do? It doesn't have to be it could be, everybody's different. It could be making a cup of coffee. It could be, you know, the first thing you want to do right when you wake up is brush your teeth. You want to lay in bed for 15 minutes. You know, I highly advise that you don't do anything with electronics. The more you can edge that out, the better off you're going to be, because that just, you know, oftentimes just creates anxiety and doesn't even allow you the time to embrace the moment that you're in. That's what I've done is I've created an ideal 24 and what that looks like. And it's over the course of time, I've been able to add and implement things in over the course of time, because that, and then as you start to get that consistency down, so Talon, you wake up at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, you take 5-10 minutes to listen to a meditation, 2 minutes, it doesn't matter, a minute, you're not, anything will be better. It's about putting your shoes, like if you're going to go exercise, at least putting your shoes down by the front door and then putting them on and then getting outside, taking a walk. You know, I mean, it's
interesting what we're talking about right now, because two things. One, I'm getting that it's how you start your day is going to set the tone for the rest of your day, right? So that, I think the morning is often overlooked. I know that I overlook it. Number two is that I think in today's COVID world, work from home, you know, 70% of jobs, I think is the statistic, have moved to remote work from home. So as a result, we're just not taking care of ourselves. Like we're not getting up, taking a shower, brushing our teeth. We're not like consistently. We're not like, you know, because when you have a job and you have to be at that job at 8 o'clock in the morning, you have to have a routine. Like you have to get ready. You have to put on makeup. You have to comb your hair. You got to be presentable because you're going to meet with clients. But now it's like, dude, I could literally have sweatpants on from the waist down or have no pants and you would never even freaking know. So I just think with Zoom meetings and all this stuff. So, you know, starting the day off right, it's been hard for me. Like, for example, I bought one of those trendy 5-minute journal books. Have you seen that? It's like, it's really popular. So you open it up and there's like three things that you accomplished yesterday, right? That were big. And then it's like three things that you want to accomplish today and like three sentences of affirmation. I'm not saying the structure correctly, but the idea is that you write these things down and it takes you 5 minutes. I did it for like 1 week and then I stopped fucking doing it because, you know, again, I just building those habits is hard. It's hard, right?
You bring a big point up though, is because now it's such a part of my life. Am I 100% perfect with this? No, I'm probably 95%. But when I don't do some of those things, I actually feel the physical and mental effect of not doing them now. So I've gotten to a place where it's like, I need it. And that's, you know, for me too, is with my mental well-being. And I've actually gotten to the next stages and it's so cool to be able to look back just, you know, years ago, even just years and just 6 months ago to see the growth by sticking with this. And it's cool to see the growth I've made, because now I actually, just as of yesterday, I incorporated and it got me talking, like when you're talking about all the anxiety and we were going through all this stuff that you were going through, I really wanted to make sure, you know, because I struggle with that. How do I even wind stuff down more? Is I even set on your phone, there's a notification thing where I can basically, it's through the sleep app that I was able to actually put on do not disturb from, I have it on now. So if you try to get a hold of me after 7 o'clock, unless you're on my favorites list, unless you're like my closest friends or my family, you can't get in touch with me until 7:30 in the next morning.
So you are one of the select few that uses the do not disturb in a way that makes your life more productive. I think that's great, man. I need to do that.
Well, phones for me give me like just messaging. I constantly get emails and texts, and it just gives me anxiety. So I basically just want that out. And it really is so I can have quality in like towards the end of the day. It's also about closing out your day with what you want to do. And for me, it's closing it out with the most important people in my life, which is my family. I don't need to be, I don't need to be available unless it's an emergency, which again, those people can get in touch with me. I don't need to be distracted by that. And I really want that quality time, like we talked about with Cedric on our opening, you know, one of our first episodes about that. It's really taking that time when I am home to be with Delilah, to be with Ashley, and soon to be with Wyatt. Like, I want to incorporate that now before the baby gets here, to create a structure. And for me, I need that help because phones are addicting too. I mean, and technology can be very addicting, and I want less of it. You know, less is more when it comes to that stuff. And I'd love to hear, I kind of want to turn this to you is, you know, I know we talked about my morning routine, my schedule. I struggle, you know, trust me, it's just because I have, that doesn't mean everything's perfect. Talon actually witnessed it last week. We were going to do an episode last week. We had to actually skip. My everything was so crazy. I had a lot of stress going on. There was a lot of things happening where it didn't make sense to do this. And so we had to push it off. And, you know, so I do go through those, but I think it's even with you, Talon, having two kids, you know, how do you take time for yourself outside of the stuff that you saying that you don't do right now? You wake up and go to your computer and stuff like that. But I know you're a very present father. So how are you taking care of yourself with all the work that you have, starting a new job, having a new baby, you know, building a house? What are you doing to take time for yourself? And if you're not, what is that? How is that impacting you?
Do you want my answer? My answer is I don't.
Yeah.
I'm doing a really bad job right now of taking care of myself, and I'm doing a really bad job of spending time with my kids. Since starting my new job, I don't spend very much time with my kids. The only thing I can commit to is Saturday. I don't work all day and all night. So Saturday is my time to spend with my children. Like 100% focused. Like, what I mean by that is like, not looking at my phone for Slack messages or not, you know, being available through emails. It's like no work Saturday.
How does that work though? So, I mean, how did that, that's, correct me if I'm wrong, but as of a month ago before you had this job, you were present with them every day. So, I mean, how is that impacting you? And
it's a sacrifice, right? So like what I'm doing to justify it is that it's a transition. So this is a new job. It requires a lot of my time, but only initially. Like I'm realizing that as I learn more about the processes, as I'm learning more about like the expectations, I'm getting better. And so as long as I know in my mind that this job is better for my future, my children's future, and this is not forever, like meaning it might be this way for another couple months, then I'm okay with it. But I will tell you that if in a couple months from now, I'm still not, you know, turning my laptop closed at 6 o'clock, hanging out with my kids, then I'm going to have to, you know, figure out some sort of alternatives. I don't necessarily mean getting a new job, but I mean, maybe I need to start waking up earlier, right? Maybe that means I need to, it's, you know, one thing I try to say a lot is that even though we as parents, for example, in my situation, we make sacrifices to get a new job, work more. And we think, oh, getting a new job, working more, making more money is going to benefit my children. It's not fair for them to sacrifice time that they can spend with me. Does that make sense? Like
100%. I know.
Like for some reason, I justify in my mind, like, oh, well, yeah, I'm not spending time with Bronson and Hudson, but I'm working a lot. And that's okay because I'm working because it's better for them. But they don't know, and nor do they necessarily care. And so I think like I have to, as a parent, suck it up and sacrifice. So if that means I need to wake up at 5:30 and start work so I can be done it at you know, a reasonable time, then that's what I have to do. It's not easy. I don't do that yet. So I'm not saying that like, oh, I do this, but I can tell you that in a couple months from now, if things are not getting better, then those are the types of sacrifices I am going to make to be able to spend time with my kids. Right.
Yeah. No, I mean, cause what I hear you saying is you have a choice, you know what I mean? And it's what's the adherent value to you. And again, in the beginning stages, it's, you know, because there's a lot of people right now that are going through this transition. A lot of people lost jobs, getting new jobs, adjusting to a new way of work. And, you know, parents specifically, it's, you have to make those sacrifices to make ends meet, but it's also to what expense are you willing to make those sacrifices is, you know, especially like I hear you saying, it's, you know, a few months and it's a transitional period to be able to, you know, be able to provide at a higher level, but also to maybe potentially have more freedom. Because for me, it was like, when we were going back to the Cedric thing, you know, for me, it's, you know, making money is great and to have success is good, but I'm in a place in my life where time is more important for me. Like you said, you know, Delilah and them are, you know, your kids, you know, Hudson and Bronson are not going to necessarily know the difference. I think the most valuable thing to them is time. And I think I've seen it just, I look from an outsider perspective, the kids that I've seen grown up that have been the happiest and the best places when they are present with their, when they've had a good foundation and a family dynamic. And cause again, as I was in your spot a year ago, Delilah was very young, but I was, you know, I was not spending nearly the amount of time I did. And again, it comes down to each individual. Cedric was very happy and content with that. Versus for me, it was, I know for me is I'm trying to make more time available for them. And yeah, it's, and I've also got myself into a position. I've worked really hard to get to where I'm at, where I can, I have that flexibility. But I think it's my, I guess my advice or my suggestion for individuals is to really put it, do a pros and cons list and put that together because everybody's wired differently, but it's important. So you're not beating yourself up. I think it's, I think you came up with a great game plan of actually being able to lay it out like, hey, I'm going to give myself a time frame of 3 months to do this because I know you, I think you're more along the lines of how I operate. And you know, again, is to me is time is the most valuable asset that I have. Over any amount of money, any over anything.
That's Mark Cuban's line. Mark Cuban is, you know, time is the most important. That's Jason Waller's line. That's Jason Waller's line.
I've learned that, you know, and I think again, that's it's for people to evaluate that because I've never heard anybody when they're dying, I wish I had more money. They're saying, I wish I had more time. I wish I had more time with people. Like my grandma's dying right now. She wants to have more years just to be able to spend time with people. She's not like, oh, I want to buy more cars. I want more houses. Like. And it's been, I would love to bring somebody on that has got a different perspective of that to hear, God, I wish I had more shit before I died. You know, it's like, it's almost, it goes to that Dalai Lama quote, you know, about it's about success and acquiring more. But at the end of it, it's like all they're doing is trying to buy their health back and to have more quality time. And I don't know. I think that's why it's important to be able to talk about this because it is a struggle. We're not professionals. We're not experts. We're just sharing what has worked with us and what we feel is beneficial. And we feel like the more open and transparent we can be, the more relatable it is with you guys. And we hope that you do comment on this. Please provide your insight and direction. This is we want this to be more of a movement with the crew that we're doing this with. And I think your guys' insight as listeners is very valuable to us, to create different, you know, different points and being the guinea pigs to try new things. So
here's an interesting statistic that I just looked up and multiple studies have been done that as a combined income as a couple, if you make between $60,000 and $75,000, you don't need more than that to have. It will not make you your emotional well-being stronger. Like basically like any number, that number and above, if you don't have like a strong emotional well-being, then you need to look in the mirror, right? It's like that number.
Talent on that, it said, I mean, I think it's like if you made $200,000 versus if you made $2 million, there's no different financial happiness that you gain from that. So there's a statistic. Yeah. You guys should, we'll look that up. I'm going to take a note of that and we'll look it up and we'll bring it back for next week. But there is, to your point, there is that, but there's also a specific numbers that like you make $100,000 or $200,000, I forget the number exactly. But if you made millions, there's no different happiness that you are gaining from that.
You have to jump. I think you have to jump up like to 10 million. Or something like that. Like it goes.
No, I think that it's like a cap is at a certain amount where you don't get any more financial. It's like you have a financial freedom at a certain capacity. Then after that, you know, there's other values that come from it. But I'll look it up.
So yes, I think as parents, we have to take time. We have to, even though we're making sacrifices, our children should not, you know, have to deal with those sacrifices now. One thing I do on a daily basis is I do take time to eat lunch. I know that sounds crazy.
I sure hope so, bro.
Dude, I work with a lot of people that don't eat lunch, and it's not because they don't want to eat lunch or they're not hungry. They just find themselves like grabbing like a freaking, you know, burrito out of the freezer, micing it for 20 seconds and eating it while they work. And I know that like eating with my anxiety and stuff is a huge trigger. So I have to make time to sit down, eat, watch a show for an hour and come back. Like I can't, if I made myself a burrito or a sandwich and I put it next to me right now and you told me to eat it, I wouldn't be able to do it because I'd be so, I can't do it. I have to like take time. I used to golf every Friday with my brother-in-laws and my father-in-law. I missed that. It was a lot of fun. It was something I really looked forward to. It was like that was my time. Like, of course, going working out or doing things like that is my time, but like doing something that's just kind of like fun. So what I've done is I went and bought Bronson. My son is left-handed. So I went and bought him custom golf clubs and we're going to start going on Saturdays together to go golf. So that's I can still enjoy it myself, but it's something we can do together. So super excited about that.
Well, you're going to have to keep us posted on how this whole process goes. I mean, because I know there's going to be, you know, barriers that you're going to hit. And I think it's going to be a good learning experience. And I also think it will help a lot of people that are going through the same thing to kind of hear you're transitioning through this. But I love how you pivoted and you've really taken the opportunity to better your family's life, but also is getting creative, you know, taking that time that you have for Saturdays and incorporating things that you can do for yourself, but also do with your son. But I still think my advice to you, bro, is that you find some time to do something for yourself, because even though you're doing all that stuff, you got that time for lunch. And if that's what you can incorporate right now, it's better than nothing. But you know, a recharge component through each day, whether you start with 5 minutes, I think it's been very beneficial for me.
I'm going to instill a challenge. I like challenges. I like doing like a 21-day challenge because to me, it really motivates me when you have challenges. Like, okay, I am going to commit to 21 days, right? Don't they say it takes 21 days to form a habit, right? Or kick a habit or something like that. Kick or form a habit. For 21 days, I hope the readers do this, because it starts with the morning. Let's start there. I'm going to do my 5-minute journal for 21 days. If you don't have the 5-minute journal, you know, you can buy it on Amazon. I think it's like $15. If not, do what Jason said, read some scripture, read from the Bible, maybe like, buy an inspirational quote book, listen to I think anything that's not like necessarily technology driven, like it's not about escaping. It's about focusing on self. Find things where you can focus on self for 21 days for 5 minutes. We're going to check back in 21 days. And we're going to see how I'm doing. And
I'm going to be checking in on you every week, bro.
I know you will. I know you will. But I'm saying from a reader standpoint, I'm going to make a note. And in 21 days from now, so 3 episodes from now, I'm going to say,
hey. How's a reader standpoint? You talking about a listener standpoint?
A listener standpoint. My bad. I'm still learning. I'm going to make a note of it. So anyways, Jason, I appreciate it, man. You're like, this for me is kind of a form of therapy. I really enjoy it. And I look forward to chatting with you next week, man.
Me too, Talon. Thanks, bro. Good luck on the challenge. I'll think of something that I'll incorporate to do it along with you.
What's your challenge going to be? You need a challenge too, so we can hold each other accountable.
I think I'll stick to what I incorporated, which is, you know, because again, as I can still with, even though I put the do not disturb thing on my phone, I want to stick to really disconnecting at 7 o'clock every night and not touching it until 7 a.m. So I think really sticking to that, and I'll be very honest and transparent about it.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay, great. From 7 to 7, you are going to only pick up, you know, important or emergency calls.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And guys, I think just so you know, take this challenge on yourself. Do something. What does your ideal 24 look like? What is it that you want to incorporate? You know, starting with your wake up time, to start there. And then as you get consistent with that, after 7 days of waking up the same time, then add in the next step and do it with somebody, an accountability buddy. That's why, like with Talon, any challenges that we've ever done, it was with, when I did exercise, it was with my wife. So you have somebody to support you and can kind of check in and hold you accountable. So do it with somebody. Let us know below what you guys are going to do. It would be great for us because maybe we can incorporate those in our lives. And we'll go from there. And Talon, we'll check in next week, bro.
All right, dude. Talk to you, man.